Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. Thanks for tuning in today. You are appreciated. This program is all about educating seniors and their caregivers, helping them make informed decisions. And it's a great place to listen and learn. And so many people consider Senior Care Live appointment radio, and I hope you will too. As always, if you have a question, you can visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com, or give us a phone call at 1-800-331-6445. All right, we have an excellent program for you here today. We're going to start off by talking about home care. This is going to be great information for you, and I'd like to introduce my friend and special guest, my old friend, not old, although if the shoe fits, you can wear it. Mm-hmm. My old friend, Patty Garrett, with RNS Private Duty Care. And Patty, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
My goodness. Does this room look familiar or what? Thank you so much. It's great to be back.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. And sometime, if we have enough time, we'll tell the history of where you and I began on this radio show.
Oh, boy. Well, so we got to go there now. Patty was my very first guest in July in 2013.
Correct.
And I was sweating bullets on that. I was like, you know, this sounds really easy. But I thought, let me start a radio show. And then you go to do your radio show and you figure out, it's not that easy.
I think the reason we honestly did such a good show is because we have worked together for so many years. Both of us have the same feeling about healthcare and seniors, and I think we were able to instill that and get us through the nervousness of that very first show.
Yep, I'm telling you, I was sweating bullets, man. The heart was going, come. But because I just didn't want to screw it up. I really wanted to do a good job. So and you did a great job. So anyway, so welcome back. We've talked several times over the years, and just wanted to talk about home care today. Let's start off with the basics, and this is kind of a big one in the market. There are terms that are interchanged and they should not be. And one of them is home health care is often interchanged and intermingled with the term home care. Home health care, one has health in it and one does not. So what's the difference?
Well, the word health is the little catch-all phrase that the common public is not familiar with. Home health would be when someone comes home from the hospital or rehab and they need to have in-home therapy, as in physical therapy, occupational speech, mm-hmm. a visiting nurse. That is home health because that is medical related.
And they're typically certified by Medicare, and Medicare will typically, that's a huge benefit on your Medicare coverage, is to get paid home health care.
So, correct.
Yeah.
And we are very active in referring our clients to utilize home health because it mm-hmm. is covered yep. by Medicare. Yep. So home care is in the category of non-medical, So someone will call and say, do you provide Medicare for this service? It isn't that we don't accept Medicare. It's that it is in the non-medical category. And so it in turn is not covered. But it is covered by long-term care insurance, some other sources that people might have.
Yep, absolutely. So the way I like to define that is medical in-home assistance versus non-medical in-home assistance. So give us an idea of how your company, KC Private Duty Care, a home care provider, how can you help someone remain independent in their home?
It starts with meeting the family, meeting the client, mm-hmm. assessing what their needs are. We have a nurse who does a consultation and helps the family go through that process of meeting with the social workers, the discharge planners, or if they could already be at home and not be in the hospital or rehab. But we have trained personnel that go in and do this consultation, and then they come up with the care plan of everything that our client is going to need as far as care. We go so far as, let's say, for example, someone is going to be on home health, mm-hmm. which are the therapy.
Yep.
If they're going to be on home health, we send our caregivers to be trained by the therapist who is coming to the home, because they only come a couple of times a week. So we get our people trained, and that way we are able to continue the therapy, number one, on the days they're not there, and number two, when their time is over, because it's for a limited length of time, we can continue that same therapy in the home.
You know, that's really interesting. That is a great idea, by the way. So if someone is in a long-term care community receiving skilled nursing and rehab, then at some point that person will be, quote-unquote, discharged from Medicare-covered rehab therapy. But then if they continue to live there, guess what they get? They get what's called restorative care, which is one of the aids trained by the therapist to continue some of those exercises, some of those range of motion exercises, et cetera, et cetera. So you're doing that same thing, but in someone's home.
Yes. And we don't implement a program. It is implemented by the trained therapy.
Yeah, right.
People that come to the home. But they in turn train our people. So guess what happens? At the end of a month or 6 weeks, however long home health therapy lasts, mm-hmm. The client doesn't just sit down and stop moving, because our people have been through this process and trained in it, and they can continue that program. And that, I cannot tell you how many times that I've seen it lead to better outcomes for the client. They don't become sedentary again,
yep.
which sometimes is what led to them needing us in the first place. They maybe didn't have enough strength in their lower extremities and they took a fall.
They had balance issues. They had transfer issues, all sorts of things. So
everybody gets trained the same way on the exact same items. And then we implement that while they're there, on the days they're not there, and then, but all of this is done with the permission of the therapist.
You know, I don't know if I've, is this unique to you? Frankly, I have to say, I'm not sure if I've ever heard any other home care provider doing that. It's a phenomenal idea, and there may be some, I'm just not aware of it.
Well, I'm sure there are people that do this process, but maybe not to the extent that RNS, mm-hmm. Private Duty Care, does it. We go to great lengths. Sometimes people are just given a list of exercises to a caregiver and say, okay, I want you to do these exercises with your client. That's not trained.
No, that absolutely not. You have to have the training, because guess what? If you do the exercises wrong, there could be another injury, mm-hmm. another fall, et cetera, or they're just not going to be effective.
Well, our goal at RNS is for that client to improve in any way they possibly can. So if it's within our power to bring extra to the table that is above and beyond, we're going to do that. It is a policy. It's a philosophy that our owner is invested in. And that is, we don't go to that home to just sit and observe. We want to enhance that home. Whether it's the wife who is there with her husband, we want to do things to help her. We are not there just to until he needs us. We are there to make life overall better in that home.
No doubt about it. And if this is resonating with you, if you're like, you know, we want to stay independent in our home for as long as possible, I would recommend reaching out to Patty with RNS Private Duty Care. Here's the phone number you're going to want to write this down, 913-203-7731. 913-203-7731. You could also go online at kcprivateducare.com. kcprivateducare.com. And Patty, you mentioned earlier long-term care insurance. Do you have a lot of clients utilizing their long-term care insurance benefits?
I think we have a wave all of a sudden of a tsunami of seniors utilizing their long-term care insurance that they purchased years ago. And of course, they're very independent. That is what has gotten them to live as long as they've lived a full life. But yes, we have a tremendous amount of people utilizing their long-term care insurance policy.
And in long-term care, now the old policies, when they first started off in the 90s, it was a nursing home policy, and that was it.
Correct.
Nothing real exciting about that. But then the industry figured out very quickly, wait a minute, you know, we should be reimbursing for assisted living. We should be reimbursing for home care. We should be reimbursing for adult daycare. So as these policies evolved, frankly, they got a lot better. And guess what? A lot more people are interested in them at that point.
Yes. And if you think about it, many years ago, let's say 70s, 80s, even 90s, home care, private duty home care, which is what RNS does, was not common. It really didn't exist in the way that it exists today.
Right.
So that was not included in those policies.
Yep. Everybody just, and you know, frankly, it didn't. You don't have to go back too far to say that, you know, assisted living was extremely uncommon. It was just mostly you're at home or you go to a nursing home. And now, obviously, everything's changed for the better.
Yes. A lot more options for seniors.
All right. We're going to have more with Patty coming up next. But first, Senior Care Live question of the week. A home care company must be certified by Medicare to do business in any state. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device at seniorcarelive.com and through the app Audacy, and that's A-U-D-A-C-Y. So just search on your apps for Audacy, download it, and go to Talk 980 AM, and there we are. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. A home care company must be certified by Medicare to do business in any state. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Patty, why is that answer false?
Here's what it is. Medicare certified is medical services that are being given to the client or the patient. The physical therapy, occupational, that sort of thing.
Yep.
Home care, private duty home care, which is what all of us home care companies are, is non-medical. That is not covered by Medicare.
Right, absolutely.
And there is no certification for that.
Okay, I'm speaking with Patty Garrett with RNS Private Duty Care. If you want to reach out to Patty and the great team of caregivers at RNS Private Duty Care, here's the phone number. Write it down, 913-203-7731, 913-203-7731, or online at kcprivateducare.com. And Patty, do you provide, that's a Kansas number, but do you provide services and assistance on the Missouri side as well?
Absolutely. Missouri and Kansas, both.
Missouri, Kansas, north of the river, you've got the metro covered.
We've got the metro covered.
Perfect, perfect. All right, here's a loaded question. I've talked about it a lot on the program previously. What is the greatest challenge in home care today?
For me to answer that the way I'd like to, we're going to have to add another hour onto the show.
I think I have one word that could sum it up. What's yours?
staffing, employment. Employees in the day of COVID. It's a whole different world. I've been in private duty home care for about 18 years. Mm-hmm. And how many times do we hear someone say, I've never experienced this ever of what's going on right now?
It is a new world. There's no doubt about it.
Well, and here's what it is. RNS, we do not hire, this is not lip service. We do not hire just anybody that comes through the door.
Okay.
We are a very caregiver-driven company rather than client-driven. And what that means is we do not accept a client if we do not have the quality caregiver to put with that client.
Yeah.
So that means no matter how much it pains to have to tell a potential client, no, we cannot do this for you.
You turn them away, right.
That's right. Because we don't say yes and then get off the phone and say, okay, how are we going to do this?
We need to hire a warm body with a pulse to fill this order, so to speak.
So to speak. Right. Yeah. And that is not the philosophy of RNS.
And I can't tell you how many companies out there do that. They will hire almost anyone to come into your home. That is not how RNS private duty care operates. And you mentioned off mic on the break that you actually decline more applicants than you bring on and hire.
Yes. And it's a very odd place to be because we do need to hire more people every day, every week. But I would say the more COVID has gone forward, the worse it's gotten as far as the way it affects the lives of everyone in their daily work.
Yep.
I am now saying that this isn't a good hire for us.
Yep.
And in the background, of course, I have wonderful scheduler and she needs me to hire people.
Yep. There's a serious tension there.
Yes. But at the end of an interview, everyone agrees we made the right step, that we did not hire this person.
So let's talk about that, because I know for sure there are probably a lot of people listening to this broadcast that may be interested in a part-time job, maybe even a full-time job. Are you currently accepting applications and interviewing additional people to become caregivers with your company?
I am accepting applications. Yep. We are reviewing them. We have a whole team that reviews them. Absolutely.
What are you looking for?
Well, you know, we cover 24/7, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So there are a lot of shifts in there that someone could work part time, or if they only want evenings, or if they only want overnights. It would be very difficult for me to say, we don't have anything that fits your availability.
Yep.
So do I want to hear from anyone who can hear my voice that if you are a dedicated quality caregiver, CNA, maybe you don't have your CNA. Maybe you've just been doing this for years and you know what you're doing. I want to hear from you. We want to hear from you at RNS, because there are a lot of roles for us to fill right now that are very difficult to fill.
And it sounds like you have more demand for care than you have supply of caregivers. So again, if this is resonating with you, if you're interested in a part-time caregiving position, I know that RNS private duty care pays very well within this industry. Maybe you're looking for a full-time opportunity, reach out to Patty Garrett at 913-203-7731. 913-203-7731. They'll get you in for an interview. We'll see if we have a match there. So that would be great. So let's talk about the vaccine. We only have a couple of minutes left. Do you have to be vaccinated to work with RNS? Do you have to be a CNA?
Number one, you do not have to be a CNA. I have some wonderful caregivers who have never gotten their license and they are phenomenal.
Yep.
So they would be allowed to take care of my own family.
Okay.
And as far as vaccinated, do we have requests now for when a new client calls and wants services? They, most of them are wanting vaccinated, but that does not mean that we don't want to hear from the people who are not vaccinated.
Because you have some clients that say, I'm vaccinated, I'm okay. If the staff coming in, the caregivers are vaccinated or not, I just want a good caregiver.
They just want a good caregiver. They want someone who is there for them, like maybe their own daughter or granddaughter would be there for them.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of people that RNS provides.
And you mentioned 24-hour care earlier. I know that you care for many clients 24 hours a day, but do you have some other clients that are maybe, you know, 8 hours a day or 12 or less than 24?
I have everything and in between that.
Okay.
We have 6 hours a day, 8, 10. Here's what it is. It isn't that, oh, this is what RNS will do. When that phone rings, they tell me what they need.
Yeah.
That home, that house, they know what they need as far as coverage goes. Then it's my job to get with my team and put it all together for them. So there's a little bit of everything.
And solve their problem, address their issue, and most importantly, allow that individual to remain independent in their own home and not have to move to a senior care community and age in place. If this resonates with you, seriously, reach out to Patty Garrett with RNS Private Duty Care. Here's the phone number one more time, 913-203-7731, 913-203-7731, or online at kcprivateducare.com. And if you're a caregiver looking for an employment opportunity, or if you're a family looking to bring in a home care service to provide the support and care in your home to remain independent in your own home, reach out to Patty. And Patty, thanks so much for being here today. I just really appreciate you coming in today.
Just like old times.
Just like old times. All right. Don't go away. I'll have a lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget to check out our podcast of all of the recent episodes at seniorcarelive.com, and you can also find them wherever you get your podcasts. All right, just want to say thanks again to my old friend, Patty Garrett with RNS Private Duty Care. She's a no-nonsense person, and when she says we decline way more applicants than we bring on, you can take that one to the bank. They're going to be very picky about who they will have representing their company and taking care of your loved one, and that's the bottom line. That is very different, I will say, from not all, but a lot of home care companies out there, and a lot of companies, I would say, in general. Right now, they're begging people to come in. They'll hire someone with a pulse, just about, right? So that does not happen with RNS Private Duty Care. If you're interested in a part-time caregiver position or possibly even a full-time, maybe you're working somewhere, you're looking for a change, you want to move from one of the senior care communities into the home care environment, whatever the case may be, if you're interested, reach out to Patty at 913-203-7731 or reach out online at kcprivateducare.com. All right, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Okay, so I've had a lot of people ask me, Steve, You spend some time on these free referral services, and do they really work the way that you say they do? And I thought, well, okay, so I've had that question a few times, and if that comes up again, I kind of feel like that's a nudge to share that, because we probably have a lot of our listeners with that same question. So I've heard this one. So here's what I did. Let me back up. I went out to the Better Business Bureau, and this is publicly available information, and you can go to the Better Business Bureau, put in the name of whatever company, and then see if there are any complaints against them. Right. So I've heard this one, and that's what I did. I've heard this one time and time again. Someone thinks they're directly calling the care provider, like the assisted living community, whatever. Okay. Only to find out they have contacted one of these free referral services as a middleman, and then they deliberately misrepresent themselves, and they know it. So here's one of them. I'm going to kind of paraphrase this. This is a longer one. I'm moving my grandmother back to our hometown. There's a senior living community down the street from my house. I wanted to set up a tour with them and get pricing. So I went to that community's website, called the number that was there. For some reason, I was connected with this free referral service. I questioned why I'd reached them and not the community directly. And the woman said, "Oh, no, you reached the right place. We're directly affiliated with them." And she started asking me questions. I said again several times, I just wanted to set up a tour and get pricing for that particular community. She told me not to worry, made it appear that this was just part of the process and it'd be taken care of. She knew I was under the impression I was speaking to someone from that specific community, and she was intentionally being misleading, deceitful, and misrepresented herself. I found out when talking to a friend that they are an agency that works on commission. They didn't find anything for me. I was calling the place directly. Where have I heard that before? And again, I've heard this one time and time again. They just won't stop calling. I've heard that 100 times if I've heard it once. Here's the complaint. Again, public information on the Better Business Bureau. We contacted this particular free referral service last year to get suggestions on an assisted living facility for my mom. After further research, we decided not to use any of the places that they suggested and instead went with a place suggested by our neighbor. This free referral service has continued calling me ever since, asking where we placed my mom. I told them it wasn't a place they recommended, so it wasn't any of their business. My mom has since passed away, but this particular free referral service continues to call me. I just want them to leave me alone. Wow. Does this particular free referral service sound like a place that you want to use to find a place for your mom or your dad? Boy, in my opinion, after hearing some of this stuff, I would never call them. Here's another one. Harassing calls by someone named Kelly. I get calls every 2 hours and they won't stop. I've heard that one a bazillion times. Now, all of these are like within the last year, and I'm just scratching the surface. There are so many complaints like this, it would make your head spin. So some of these free referral services actually threaten people who simply click a link online to explore or find out more information. Here it is. Harassing phone calls for over a year after I requested they stop calling. I reached out via their online form one time for more information, and now I get so many phone calls, and I was told they required my mother-in-law's address to stop calling me. I told them I won't give out personal information regarding my mother-in-law, and they stated the calls will continue until I do. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? So here's another one. This is my comments here. You know, even if you just chat with them, what have I said for years? They take your name, any information that you disclose, they blast it out to a list of partner providers, even if some of them don't match your needs, even if you say not to share your information. You're just calling to just kind of cruise around, get a little info, right? So this is the complaint, illegal sharing of information. After speaking with the representative for the free referral service, it was clear that the facilities they would typically refer were not a fit for the services I said I was looking for. When the representative asked if he could share my contact information, I specifically indicated I did not consent. I did not want that information shared. But within minutes following our phone conversation, my phone was bombarded with calls from senior care facilities. The free referral service agency had shared my information and the information of my elderly mother without our consent. Now, folks, I warned a long time ago that these free referral services were cultivating names. And then once they get your name in their system, they own you. They literally own your name. Once you make any sort of contact, even partial contact with them, they literally own your name. And anytime your name pops up in any of their contracted facilities or providers, that facility owns the free referral service, a huge kickback, thousands every time. So they own your name. And now they've taken their stranglehold on the market even a step further. And this is the one, I mean, I can't believe this. So here it is. This one blows me away, folks. I started looking on the internet for long-term care for my mom. I went to the free referral service to do some research. I want to end all contact with this service. I have found another free referral service that I would rather work with. So they did a little homework with the first free referral service, and then they decided they were going to go with a different free referral service. Okay, you got me? All right, so track along here. This blows my mind. He goes on to say, however, several of the facilities I'm interested in say they can't work with my new free referral service because they received my information from that first free referral service. I did not sign any contract, and I have every right to withdraw my name from that original free referral service. I filed a complaint with the original free referral service. If they don't remove me, my name from their service, I'll be contacting our state's attorney general's office to file a complaint. Okay? You getting the flavor of that? Well, that sounds exciting. I cannot believe some of these free referral services promising to help you find a place for your mother or father or your elderly loved one can't believe they're still in business with all of these complaints everywhere. And I've had so many people say, well, Steve, but I talked to this guy. He seems so nice. I talked to this lady. He's very knowledgeable, very caring. How do I know I'm talking to one of these places? And let me say, this is all you have to know. These folks are not volunteers. They don't represent a charitable organization. If it's free to you, they're getting paid by the facility. Period. That's exactly how it works. So to wrap up this consumer alert, if you choose to contact a free referral service, be very careful. Your experience may lead you to filing a similar complaint with the Better Business Bureau.
Proceed with caution. This has been a consumer alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, I'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, we had some very interesting news reported this past week.
And now, Senior Care in the News. a news report from Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
All right, so this was on Tuesday, the 25th of January, as reported on Fox News. There is a new subversion of Omicron. Great. That has just turned up in Washington State as well as parts of Asia and Europe. Now, you know this is going to go on forever, right? Oh, this drives me nuts. The subvariant known as BA2 has some additional mutations, including changes to the spike protein. Great. It is unknown at this time about its transmissibility or severity of illness. Now, the head of the WHO, World Health Organization, is urging all countries to get their vaccination rate up to 70% of their population by July, saying that it is very dangerous to assume Omicron will be the last variant or that we are in the end game of the virus. And man, I've heard that a bunch. Oh yeah, we're going to be in the clear by about April or May because it's running out of runway, running out of people to infect. Well, the WHO disagrees with that. Whether you believe it or not, that's their stance. So they went on to say, on the contrary, globally, conditions are ideal for more variants to emerge. And then Pfizer is current. What did I say last week? As soon as we come out with vaccines to deal with Omicron, we're going to be several variants down the road. And how effective will that really be? So Pfizer said is currently conducting a new study in adults 18 to 55 to evaluate the effectiveness of the new COVID vaccine specifically targeting the Omicron variant. Now, as of today, that's outdated, right? Because we have this new BA2 floating around. And pretty soon, that's going to start rolling everywhere. It's driving me nuts. Now, in other news, the FDA is now restricting the use of monoclonal antibody treatments from Regeneron and Eli Lilly based on data suggesting these treatments are ineffective against the Omicron variant. However, the FDA says it will reconsider reauthorizing these treatments on future variants. These treatments were highly effective against previous variants, but much less effective for Omicron. They say the potential side effects of these treatments outweigh the benefits at this time. So the news anchors kind of questioned this. They said, well, why are they doing that? One of the news anchors refuted that, saying his mother and father, who are 82 years old, were both at home very ill with Omicron, the Omicron variant. They received the Regeneron monoclonal antibody infusion and immediately had a major improvement with, in his terms, a remarkable recovery. And then he went on to say, hey, and he kind of threw his hands up. He said, hey, I didn't go to med school and I'm not a doctor, but in real life, I saw what the infusion did for my parents and I disagree with the FDA's decision. So the question is, again, trying to be provocative, right? The question is, do we have politics involved in all of these medical decisions and medical announcements and information? And do you trust what you hear by top government and world officials? Those are the questions. Just something to think about. All right, so as we head towards the end of the program today, just want to let you know, Senior Care Consulting, my firm, I'm so proud of the services that we offer, especially after reading some of those Better Business Bureau complaints. Those are real, totally legit. Just go out and just Google and go out to the Better Business Bureau and just put in the name of one of these companies and see what you see. It is mind-blowing to me. Absolutely mind-blowing. So with, again, my firm Senior Care Consulting, we do business ethically. We do business the right way. We represent our clients directly. We work in their best interest. We work in the best interest of them and their family and their loved one that we're looking to place, right? We work with a reasonable flat fee for service, and we don't receive a single penny, not 1 cent, from any care provider. We haven't since 2002, not one single penny. Not one bribe, not one inducement, not one free tickets to the Chiefs game, not anything, nothing. Our company is above it all. That's just the polar opposite of all these free referral services, and that's something I am super, super proud about. Very, very proud of that. So with Senior Care Consulting, if you need objective, unbiased help in finding a place for your mom, your dad, your spouse, any elderly loved one, reach out today and discover the services of my firm, Senior Care Consulting, at 913-945-2800. That's 913-945-2800. If you want to check us out before calling, that is great. Feel free to do so. The website is Senior Care Consulting with an ING. SeniorCareConsulting.com. Just check it out. A lot of great information in there. Talks about what we do, how we're able to help. There's a contact form, or you could give us a call directly. You can send us an email, whatever you want to do. If you want to think about it, that's okay. We're cool with that. We're never pushy. We're true consultants. When we work and when we meet with clients, we offer a free consultation. It's a no obligation. We sit down. We can do it over the phone. We can do it on a Zoom call if you're more comfortable with that. In this day of COVID-19, in this Omicron variant just raging everywhere, we can meet in person, whatever you're comfortable with. But we want to know about you. We want to know about your situation. We want to know about your needs. We're going to have some questions for you. And then we're going to let you know how we can help you. And we're going to lay it all out. And during this meeting, we provide a lot of education. We talk about the different levels of care. We talk about the pricing, how to pay for that. We talk about the question. We answer the question, what happens if your loved one runs out of money and still needs care? That's a big, big question. We explore whether you may or may not qualify for that VA aid and attendance. We can review your long-term care insurance policy contract and find out what it's going to do, how much it's going to pay you, how long it's going to pay. We are true consultants in every form of the word, in every version. We do business the right way, and I am so proud of what we do and how we're able to help our clients and serve them and their families with honor, ethically. If that resonates with you, call me at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800, or online at SeniorCareConsulting.com. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!